Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
In the comfort, masochistic empathy, I lay myself at your horror. There's no further I can bend without a break. I'll bleed my innocence in your honor.
Hey, you are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was a very extended lead-in to our show this evening, and there's incredibly good reason for it. It's because Bernadette, our guest this evening, we're making a beer run. So if we're going to have things in place, the priorities are beer first, then music, and then we can get things underway. So we are here bringing you the music of Brooklyn and beyond to the world every Monday evening at 8 o'clock. We kicked off our show with our guest's track, Forever an Instant, from their brand new EP, Shadow Paint. We followed it with Easy Action by the Morlocks, their album, Bring On the Mesmeric Condition, which was released on the 31st. It is on Hound God Records. The great connection there is that Bernadette plays guitar in the Morlocks. How's that for a connection? And then we followed it with brand new release from the Sharp Shadows, who did their EP release show over at Hank's last week. Their song, Why Don't You Do It? And they're playing at Kung Fu Necktie tonight down in Philadelphia. So good luck to them. And then we followed it with our guest, who's going to be for next week, the Rebel Set, who are out of Phoenix. And the tie-in with them, they are also going to be playing at Our Wicked Lady for Thursdays for the Cause this coming Thursday, the 6th.
There we go.
And so I'm going to get to go back to Our Wicked Lady 2 weeks in a row. Quick trivia question. What was the band I saw on my first visit to Our Wicked Lady on the rooftop?
Vader Rays.
Yes!
Yeah.
You look really confused by that. Who do I say? Do I say Bernadette? Welcome. So thanks very much for coming in. So I am joined this evening in the studio by Ricky, Bianca, and Molly. Molly plays drums, Ricky plays guitars, and Bianca is going to explain to me what it is you play.
Ooh.
So I play a microkorg and then a ream key bass.
Okay. So tell me, a microkorg being an organ.
Yes.
Okay. And then the key bass, you're saying, is it going to be like more like a Rhodes keyboard?
So it kind of just like takes place of a bass, but okay. In a keyboard form. And it's a vintage 1960s key bass. It's this guy's over here.
I had it around.
It's amazing.
Yeah, she's playing.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because it was a lot of fun. So I had the great opportunity to go to Our Wicked Lady on Thursday evening to see the band's show. Now, was that officially your EP release show, or
we you know, not
hey. I like this.
It's like the drum roll before.
There we go. Exactly. It was the drum roll before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, we yeah.
It's coming.
When are people going to be able to pick up the EP, Shadow Paint,
Friday the 7th.
Friday the 7th as well. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend for a lot of great music coming out.
It really is.
So I'm excited for that. And best place for people to be able to do that. Is it going to be on Bandcamp?
It'll be on Bandcamp. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be all the major players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you guys have sort of done things in a different order in terms of I look at it like Molly's
okay.
Like, yeah, what does that mean?
No, I'm agreeing
completely. Because you guys have a great history of playing and touring.
They do.
And
right.
They do.
Well, no,
okay.
You, I mean, no, you.
What do you mean?
Well, this past tour went on was.
No, but we're talking about specifically the band, though.
The band. You guys do.
This is Bianca's first band.
It's my first band.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how the band even
congratulations.
Started.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoa. What do you mean? That's how it started? Because did you say you wanted to be in a band?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
I met Ricky at our job about 2 years ago, told him I wanted to be in a band, and he was like, let's do it. And that's how Bernadette started.
Yeah, that's it. That's the origin story right there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I've ever had friends like that. Of course, I don't have any talent to play musical instruments. So. But, and then, Molly, how did you get involved?
I was forced. This is actually my plea to the public. No, I was invited and said, well, yes, I've been playing in other bands and known Ricky for a while. Like, want to play drums? Sure. Just like that. Yeah.
but
you can't see what my hands are doing.
But you did know how to play drums.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is actually going to, I don't mean this as a slag, but you guys, great, are a non-Craigslist band.
That's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, we've all been friends. Yeah. I've known Molly for years. Obviously, I've known Bianca for a couple years now.
Years now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're just friends.
Friends making music.
we're just friends.
Sounds
kind of weird.
Yeah.
So then, with all the touring that you've done as then as Bernadette and performing, yeah. So you've got the EP, but you've also probably got a wealth of songs, a wealth of material that you were playing and performing. That's not just the five songs on the EP,
correct?
Right, and so that allowed you to get out and sort of do all that, as compared to just saying, "Well, let's just create songs, and as soon as we get five, we'll make an EP." Because that wouldn't work if you were touring.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely not. No, no, no.
That's all Ricky. Ricky writes the songs.
We're at three songs now.
Yeah. No, I mean, everything kind of came about very quickly. Like everything, like Bianca and I, you know, kind of like we started the band, but it didn't really take place until Molly joined. Like when Molly joined and like we had some other friends, like it was kind of like everything solidified and it was like a month, maybe a month and a week after we actually played our first show. We were in the studio recording this EP that we're about to that we're releasing on Friday. So everything kind of just was very came together very quickly.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where did you record it?
We recorded it at Studio G with Jeff Berner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The man. Love him. Yeah. And all of his other people. Shout out to like everybody. No, everyone there is just
they're
great.
All really
like,
great.
Like, yeah.
But did you when? You initially sort of said, Bianca, that I want to be in a band. Like, I want to sort of, like, do something with this creative talent that I have. Like, was it initially, like, I want to be in a band and I want to record?
No.
No?
Not at all. I, like, have never really played an instrument before. Like, I messed around with guitar. I've never played keys. So it all kind of just was super, like, random. But it fell into place and it worked out.
And... So I'm still intrigued by that bit, like that you just went, and I'm not trying to make fun of you, that you just said, okay, I want to be in a band, and now I want to go record, and we're going to go off and we're going to play shows. Like, I would expect that most people would be scared shitless.
I was terrified.
Oh, she brave. She is brave.
Okay, so the woman I saw up on stage on Thursday, who was looking so confident, dancing in behind...
That was like the first show too. It was her first show ever. And she got the moves. She has the nerve and the moves. It was like, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Bianca's a natural performer. She's a natural performer. That's the thing. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's just like, you just do what comes naturally.
Great. So let's make sure we get in more of the music.
Sure.
Even though we had that long interlude to start. How's the beer?
Delicious.
Delicious. And thank you very much for bringing it. So let's follow up with released the first single,
yes,
which was Six Strands.
Mm-hmm.
And it did that sort of seem odd again, like you're sort of saying like, hey, we're gonna do this EP and then hey, let's release a single, let's have the
it's
first
always one. Odd I feel like when it involves music or making music, like, yeah,
I don't know, I mean, yeah,
it kick started a lot.
Sure. I don't know. I, you know, who knows how any of that. It seems not, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Exactly. There we go.
All right. So let's hear Six Strands. I want to take you up to San Diego to play some new music by a band, Beach Goons.
Cool.
And then, as I was mentioning to you earlier, I saw a band last week at Hank's by the name of Monty.
Hank's.
Fronted by a woman who absolutely fucking shreds. And I think you guys would be great on a bill.
Cool.
Together.
Dig it.
One
so,
half.
Yeah. Let's,
so
yeah,
we'll
let's
we'll get it. There. And then if you were worried about that whole profanity bit.
About.
Canada coming out. Canada coming out.
You are listening to The Road Now on
Love
Radio
it.
Free Brooklyn.
Six strands of your hair. Lazar jump bracelet. Run my wrist and say. Let's go.
Not at
like,
all.
Give me like a...
Bitch? No, I'm you? Just... I'm just
you rang.
Just joking there.
Too familiar. God, I was like, hi, I just met you and you already know. Okay. Hi.
That was Bitch by Monty. Her or their EP is coming out on Friday. Bad, Sick, Love. Also available at the same places that your EP is going to be.
There we go.
So people can spend, I don't know, is it $5?
Yeah.
For $5? All right. Yeah. So if people have $10 in their pocket on...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, actually, not in their pocket, on their card.
On the
right,
card,
on
yeah.
the card. You can go to Bandcamp.
And it's Friday. And hopefully their direct deposit has gone through. They're ready to go.
Exactly.
That's a nice cheeseburger. Yeah. <That's>,
But young woman, Caitlin, absolutely shreds. And I think you guys would be like awesome on a bill together because you guys would have all this like great, great energy.
I just want to see her.
Yeah.
So I'll be at the next show. I liked that.
And before that, we heard the band out of San Diego called Beach Goons, their song HRSB, which you wouldn't know it, but that's a self-titled album because that stands for Hood Rats Scumbags.
Nice.
Nice.
But you, Molly, you like them.
I liked that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's and now I like them even more. The scumbags. Yeah. Hello.
When you guys were putting the EP together, did you sort of have a lot of debate about what five songs you were going to pick? Did you know?
No.
It was just our tone.
Yeah.
When we talk, it sounds like debate.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. No. Sorry. Ricky is a songwriting genius. He he wrote all these songs and just like can crank them out. Like he's like a little hit master. So he approached us with that, and then we had a selection of many, and it was which one to choose, which one we liked the most. So,
and did you spend any time like trying to figure out what order they go in, or did it all seem like,
that's important, I guess. Yeah, that's, I mean, even every set we play, it's like we switch it, or it's a consideration of that. The mood, you know.
Right. Yes, back to the times when I was fronting a band. But are you saying then that you're going to try and like almost do like the set list on the fly before you go on stage?
No, I mean, sometimes. There are certain things that we're kind of like, okay, this
we
is...
We kind of just like talk about it. Right?
Yeah.
Play, see how we're feeling. So,
the show you saw, we ended up making edits during the set that you even saw. So, we talk amongst ourselves while we're playing the show.
Yeah. I've written the set list on my arm and woken up with it on my face so many times. But that's like in every band I've ever been. I'm like, oh my God, what is it? And it's like, Dum 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 song. Still don't know the proper name.
Right. But it was also interesting because you guys had I think it was between song one and song two, you guys just had a seamless transition. Mm-hmm. Boom. And so... From somebody, again, like not knowing that you sort of had this whole sort of like show history, even though we've got the EP coming out, you've been playing. Like, I was like, yeah, you're not coming up here like novices, even though Bianca's like still scared. Right? You were like, yeah, this is sweet. We're just playing and we're just going. Now, how soon before the show did you guys know the rock star was going to be there on Thursday?
I knew about we knew about
a week.
So,
that was really cool.
I didn't get to see her.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh no, why not?
I think just by the time I got there,
you missed. Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
like they were, and it was interesting because there were so many people. So the rock star I'm referring to is Alexandria Ocasio Cortez, who brought out tons of people for the show, and As a little reminder for everybody, please go and make sure that you are registered to vote for this November.
Yes.
You said you listened when we were talking with Naomi, and we're saying like vote like your future depends.
It is on now it. Necessary. It yeah. Is, September 13th, I think, is the day that you can vote for Miss Salazar.
In the primary. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, I signed up that night to Canvas, as did a lot of people. So
good for you.
Do that.
I did not.
It's all right. Just, you know.
I begged off, you know, from that bit of not being a citizen. Right. I'm like, you know, it's not really.
Yeah.
How am I going to go? And
right.
I never have before. That's why I caught myself. I was like, what does this pertain? I was like, right. I should just sign up now because I don't even know what this is. And this is a very important time to learn what that's all about. So I'll be there Sunday, September 9th. Come right, find me in the street with the clipboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I think it's obviously it's really important. And I don't get the sense that there's a lot of politics in your music necessarily, but I do think it's incredibly important to be supporting some of those political.
Yeah. We're all very conscious individuals. Yeah. I mean, this is absolutely. Yeah.
There's either delving or release from that, but sometimes it's just nice to write songs about sex and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we need more of those.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Aren't they all about that?
Well, I don't know. They should be. Would the world not be a better place if they were?
Yes, but it's just really also important to have politically charged songs.
No. It's perfectly understandable. Any great highlights from those shows you've gone off and played?
From the tour that you're referencing?
So many.
Oh, my goodness.
A bunch.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
So many of the things I'm thinking of, do you know what the first thing I thought about was, it's just like not even show related, was Cookout.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I woke up.
But that's just a food.
Cookout.
So many food things.
So Cookout is this fast food.
Are you doing a plug right now for Cookout?
We're not sponsored by them yet.
You're doing a plug. I love it.
They only have it in the South. I was about to find someone to drive me to the nearest Cookout today.
So I'm over and over again.
What is Cookout?
Heavenly.
Heavenly
place.
A quesadilla beyond our is considered grips. A side.
That was, yeah. They give you a quesadilla.
A quesadilla is considered
a side.
Just a little drive through.
That's incredible.
Mexican food is my death row food. Like if I'm on death row, Mexican food is what I'm going for. That's my final meal. So like if you're giving me a quesadilla as a side, like you already have my heart. Like
the biggest thing I miss about the South is sweet tea.
Yeah.
I've never had it until this tour.
I got to see her face when she first tried sweet tea and I was like, just do it. It was after like a long night, so it was a kind of a little rough morning, and I just like slid the sweet tea over to her, like, trust me. Because I grew up in Florida where the sweet tea runs like the
through your veins.
My digestive tract on tour. So crap, I did that. It was good.
But did the two of you, Ricky and Molly, like draw on your previous band experiences to like get the tour set up? Because going out and doing like shows without having something tangible to send to people.
Right. I was talking with another friend today who was asking me advice. I literally have no idea how we made this happen, but we made it happen. Like people heard what thing, cause we had like some private things and people like kind of, we sent things out and people heard what we had and they just trusted that they dug what they were in. You know, it was kind
of
like
friends helped
a lot of friends
too.
Helped. Like, we had a lot of friends.
We reached out to a lot of people. All of us had friends in different places that were like willing to help out and book us shows, so that was really cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of clubs took chances on us, and it was great. It was. I think everyone was very happy with the results.
But I think it's a testament to the EP that you've put together. I think you know you haven't overextended yourself on the EP in terms of what you're sending to people. So there's not any filler. I mean, I know it's only a 5-song EP, but still sometimes
it happens.
It happens.
Well, thanks.
But I think it's really, like I say, good quality. It's music that I'm really comfortable like sending to my, you know, old school friends and going like, here, check it out. You need to listen to it. And that's always the basis of one of the things when I listen to music, like what I do, like what I've, go see this band. Oh, and I did last week. I think that's the key. Like, it's great to hear the EP, but then when you see it live, and you're like, there is all that energy, and there's that you know, that interaction that the three of you are all having on stage, and you know, you're all over the place, and I'm sure if you could, you'd be all over the place.
It's really it's my biggest frustration of drums sometimes. So
it's also one of those things, like, not to, you know, because there are a couple songs, Bianca, where you're not sort of actually sort of doing much playing, but I still think it's an important part to be like, I'm here and I'm enjoying this music as much as you are.
I try to dance as much as I can in those parts.
Yeah. But that ends up being that big selling point through all of it. And then, you know, you're able to take that on the road. And so I really applaud you for that, because there's a lot of times I'll talk with people and they'll be like, okay, you're playing a lot of shows in the five boroughs. How about, can we get you out?
Right.
It is hard work, but I think that that's what needs to be done.
I completely agree.
It's a fun time.
It is.
It's a fun time, right?
Yeah.
It's a matter of making it practical, arranging with having people that are kind enough to invite us into their homes. Mm-hmm. And all the people that made that possible were... I mean, I could name 10 different names, so if I start naming them, it's just like, but it was also just because of that network, which we also in turn are like, hey, so when you're in New York, you're obviously not going to be staying in Times Square at a hotel, but come to our apartment. I have a nasty couch, kind of smells like essential oils from a guy, but you can come, like, raid through my fridge. You'll find some old cheese. Yeah. Like, you can have it.
You can take it with you.
Yeah, if you want.
Right. And the term networking always seems to be like have negative connotations, but I think in order to sort of do that, like set up the show swaps and do that networking so that you can go out, people can come here, and then you expand, and next time you go out, you can go a little bit further or have more people there or do slightly bigger shows. Yeah. You're putting together the EP. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is our song. Have you been surprised then when you go out and like one of the songs gets a different reaction or a better reaction than what you had sort of thought it might?
I sort of know how to read people.
I feel like every crowd is really different too. Like, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, you can have like a very still crowd that's just like staring at you and like kind of drooling from one corner of the mouth. And you're just like, you hate it? Yeah. And they're like, yo, and they come afterwards. They're like, let me buy you empanada. Yeah. I loved it. It's like, oh, thank you. Had no idea.
Let me take you for a side of quesadilla.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Enchanté.
Why is this so far?
So the title track, Shadow Paint, which I think, you know, it's your, from when I saw you, it was the coda to your live show, and it really seems to sum up your show. Have you placed that in other, you know, sort of slots during your live set?
Honestly, when we started performing, every single show we've ever played, I think, it just felt naturally right where it was. Like, you know, we've talked about, you know, ending on different things before, but it just kind of feels, it's like our, I don't know, I don't want to speak for anyone, but it feels like our hymn. It feels like it feels like the way to end our thing. It's like our center,
like,
spot. It's like where we
slow jam banger.
It's kind of like we all, like, no matter what happens during the set, like, that's the point where you come together and we are just like, okay,
right,
here we are. We're all in, you know, this is our little hymn, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I think it really sort of sums you guys up. It's sort of, because it starts off softly, gets frenetic, and then sort of takes you out.
Yeah.
And so it sort of works as a hymn, I guess, as a way to do it. So
it's always surprising to hear, like, you hear a lot of chatter in our first, like, as usual in a bar. It's like, you're in a bar, you're here to see Becky, you're talking, you're getting your blue moon. And then Shadow Paint happens, and I like just look around. Also, I play drums, so I probably can't hear anyway, but I don't see people talking after that song ends. And it's kind of nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I feel like I'm going to like be picking on Bianca with some of these
types
of questions.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Well, no, but from the perspective, because again, Molly and Ricky, you guys were talking about like having previous band experiences. So you're comfortable with some of that ad lib and just sort of where you go with the song, and we're going to structure it maybe a little bit different this time. Obviously, you'd gone out, you'd seen live performances and been friends mm-hmm. with musicians, but was that still a little bit of a difficult thing to find yourself in, that, you know, now we're going to have to sort of somewhat adapt on the fly to how we're going to present some of these songs?
I mean, at first, it was definitely a challenge. Honestly, after this tour, I feel like tour changed me. Like, I don't know. I feel like now I'm ready for anything.
You heard it here first.
And so what was the tour tantrum story then? Or is there one?
Ooh. I mean, yes. There was a lot of weird stuff. It's just, I remember one point though, because I've been on tour before Ricky has, and then Bianca looked at me one point, she's like, it's just so crazy, like crazy things were happening.
Like, I was just like,
and you're just like, is it
nothing
this normal? And I'm
happen.
Like, this is, it always something that you would,
you don't expect.
But toppled on top of 100 other different things, and then you just like smell bad on top of it. So you're just like, what is this life? But wow.
I think that's almost the thing that you, if you haven't been out on tour, if you haven't sort of done that sort of traveling, you just can't prepare anybody for that, can you?
No. You just have to experience it.
It's a lot of grit. And I think that it's funny when people are like, wasn't it so fun tour? And I'm like, yeah, it was fun because these are my best friends. Mm-hmm. I love them. We're a weird family mm-hmm. thing. Before this tour and now even more afterward, but it's not just soy fun. It's actually hard ass work, and it's grueling, and it's worth it because we love doing it. But that's when you learn that it is a labor of love. And
it's like you really don't know a person until you go on tour with them. Yeah.
You saw the seedy underbelly.
Did you come back from tour with like new ideas for songs or?
Oh my god! Toy train.
We got things in the works. Don't.
So what about after being someone who has said that they really enjoyed seeing you play live? When is going to be the next opportunity, perhaps locally, for people to see you live?
Google calendar.
September 21st. We'll be playing at Coney Island, baby.
Again. Okay. No,
Coney Island, baby. Yeah.
Okay, which is another one of those venues which I really like.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the bar, you're in the area where the band is.
Right.
And a number of people who I know are either coming through town or local are playing there, and they seem to be doing a really good job of having a diverse, like, sort of, you know, bands playing.
Yeah. Well, we're playing with a touring, actually, band.
Tin Roof. Tin Roof? We played at Tin Roof.
Okay. Yes. But the band we're playing with
Tin Foil
from Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited. It's gonna be a great show.
Okay. And then so September 21st, and then where else after that?
October 3rd at Berlin. Those are the next two shows. That's all we have as of right now. We're kind of I think we're antsy to maybe kind of work on some new material after that. So yeah, we're. I mean, and continue to obviously promote. Oh, yeah, we're very excited.
Very excited about the EP.
Yeah, very excited, but we also,
This old EP.
No,
that's the worst part. Is like,
tired.
Yeah, no, not at all. But like, we're excited to get some. Yeah. Anyways, yes.
Yes.
So those are the next two shows that we have locally.
Bernadette is a band.
I mean, Bernadette, on
Facebook.
We are.
Oh, sure.
I mean.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we are a band. It's true. Yes,
we are.
That is a true
statement.
On Facebook,
yes. And Instagram, Bernadette is a band. Yeah, that's the Instagram tag.
Damn you, Bernadette. On Instagram.
Whoever stole it.
A sweet mom somewhere. Yeah, it's just like, I just wanted to post my roses at Bernadette. I'm going to reach out to you.
She's getting all those tagged and all those pictures where people like, you were fucking great last night, Bernadette. Like,
where are these big pics coming from? I didn't ask for this. I don't argue it. That service. Okay.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for come on, let's get ourselves out of here with that. Because I want people to hear more.
Cool.
Because we can get in one more song.
One more song.
Yeah. ASCAP, people.
ASCAP. Hey, we're registered ASCAP.
Yeah. You know? So we have to follow the rules, and we want people to be able to, when they go listen to it in the archives.
There we go.
Yeah. If you missed any part of the show, you can hear it again on Thursday at noon on our second stream, Local Chords, which only plays local music. And then Friday at 1 a.m., if you're up, you can hear it as well. And then we'll be able to have it in the archives on Saturday morning for people. Like I say, strong recommendation. Get out and go see the band Coney Island Baby on the 21st. Coney Island Baby is a great venue. And so you'll be able to be right up front in people's faces when you're playing. So that seems to set you guys up like perfectly to win over new people. And I think pretty much same for Berlin is how that venue works as well. So
very intimate.
Very intimate. Yeah. So get up on stage and dance as well, right?
100%.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Anyone's welcome to dance.
And so we're going to close out with Royal Street, which is a dance song.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Favorite.
Absolutely.
Let's get weird.
And we're going to follow it with a band out of the Netherlands called The Heck and their song For Crying Out Loud. You have been listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned for Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane. Catch you on the flip side.